USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In a series of tweets, President Trump is issuing a stern warning to Tehran to avoid trying to retaliate for the U.S.-ordered airstrike that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani last week. USA's John Clements reports.
I spoke to retired Lieutenant Jason Redman, who spent 20 years as a SEAL, leading combat missions in both Iraq and in Afghanistan. In 2007, Redman was shot twice, once in the elbow and once in the face, on a mission in Iraq. I wondered what he thought of the threats by Iran to retaliate.
You know, what I foresee them doing is trying to ramp up what they've already continued to be doing, which is target American interests, target Americans, target Israeli interests. And they're going to do that through terrorism, assassination, and probably even a lot of cyber war. So trying to go after us through cyber methods.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
At least five people are dead after a pileup on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Over 60 other people were injured in the multi-vehicle crash near Pittsburgh early Sunday morning. At least nine children, among those being treated at local hospitals. The collision involved a tour bus, two tractor trailers, and numerous other passenger vehicles, and it shut down more than 80 miles of the turnpike in both directions for hours.
Several thousand people marched against hate in Brooklyn, New York, after at least a dozen anti-Semitic attacks in the region over the past few weeks. WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian.
Thousands of marchers filled the streets holding up flags and signs, and Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his legislation to set aside $45 million towards protecting houses of worship.
To know the history of the Jewish community is to love and appreciate the Jewish community.
No hate, no fear. That's the message behind the Solidarity March across the Brooklyn Bridge.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The highly anticipated rape trial against Harvey Weinstein begins on Monday. Since initial bombshell reports by the New York Times and the New Yorker in October 2017, more than 80 women have accused him of sexual abuse, ranging from harassment to rape. He's charged with predatory sexual assault, a criminal sexual act, also first-degree rape and third-degree rape. The case against Weinstein centers on an allegation that he raped a woman in a New York hotel in 2013 and a second woman who accused him of forcefully performing a sex act on her at his Manhattan apartment in 2006. Australia has been experiencing fire-generated weather as firefighters continue to combat the more than 100 brush fires in the country. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service warned that fire-generated thunderstorms had been spotted in portions of the country. The thunderstorms are caused when intense heat drives air rapidly upward in the smoke plume from a fire. The fire service said there were 139 fires burning across the state, including 69 that were uncontained. A 47-year-old man also died from cardiac arrest while attempting to combat a fire near his friend's home. That brings the death toll to 24. New South Wales has declared a state of emergency, and neighboring Victoria, where three fires have combined into a single 14,000-acre blaze, has declared a state of disaster. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.